Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, Jew and Gentile. No wall of separation. One new man. He has a name. That new man is the full body of Messiah. Or, as in Ephesians, the second chapter says, the dwelling place for God. And that's why there's such a ferocious fight in the first church. Could Gentiles be saved? Because when the Jew and Gentile come together, we get that full presence of God. And in the last church, there are actually Christians going around saying, can Jewish people be saved? For the same reason. When these two people groups of God come together, Jew and Christian, in Jesus, not in an ecumenical sense, but in Jesus, there is a dynamic that is released in the spirit realm. This is what Jesus meant when he said that you will do the same works I have done and even greater. See, he was working mostly with Jewish people. But when the Gentiles came in with the Jews and these two anointings came together, it released the full glory of God. Now, I'm going to read some feedback that we got in an email because it represents so much feedback that we're getting. I am blessed, cannot find words to express my gratitude to God for directing my fingers to your webpage. I need to understand more about communion, curse breaking, and disease in relation to attitude. God bless you. I personally wish, it goes on, but she's talking about something that many of you have never even visited, our webpage. It's www.sidroth.org. That's easy, sidroth.org. And we have archives of our radio shows, of our television shows, podcasting, just everything that is available today. Articles on Israel, Middle East, a special email blast if you send us your email address. But my guest, I've been so excited about being able to meet her and interview her. I'm not meeting her in person, but I'm meeting her in the spirit by way of telephone. Her name is Dr. Loretta Blasingame. I'm speaking to her at her home in Oceanside, California. And that's quite a miracle, Loretta. How much were they asking for that house in California that you got for something like, what was it, $25 down?
$1.5 million.
How did you have we Jewish people have an expression called chutzpah. How did you have the chutzpah to offer $25 down when someone was selling a house at that huge price?
Well, I'd had a vision of that 7 years before I actually met the owner of that, and the Lord had given me the scripture, Isaiah 55:1. It says, you shall buy without money.
Why did he accept that down payment?
Well, because I had a word of knowledge, and the Lord told me to hold my own with him. And so when I did, I just got a little tough with him when he was asking for so much money down.
I mean, this was oceanfront property in California, and I offered him, I believe the book said, $20.
Uh-huh. But when I started in his house that day, the Lord said, hold your own with this man. And so he was demanding like $300,000, $400,000, and he was raising his voice. And I just simply said, look, sir, if you'd like to talk to me, you'll have to lower your voice. I'm not going to talk to you that way. And so he stood up and he said, all of my life I've waited for somebody to have enough guts to stand up against me. And he said, since you're the only person that ever has, you can have the property and keep your $20, and we'll do the paperwork and I'll put you on it in 24 hours, which he did.
Well, was it like he had difficulty selling it and that's why he worked a deal with you?
Oh, no, no. Because at that point, when I bought it, he said five other people was already money down on it. But I was the one with the word of the Lord on it and the vision, and God gave it to my ministry.
Now, as I was saying on yesterday's broadcast, you've gone through so much in your life. For instance, tell me about the time that you're just driving your car and all of a sudden you have terrific pain in your heart.
Yes, Sid, I was going down the freeway in Dallas and the pain was just unbearable. So my doctor's office was not far from where I was. And I had my son at the time, which was about a year and a half. I dropped him off at my friend's house and then I rushed to my doctor's office. And when I got in the doctor's office, I heard the doctor tell the nurse that she's having a heart attack. And so they laid me down on the bed, and then I heard him say, she's having another heart attack and she's dying. You need to call her husband. And so that was the last thing that I heard him say. After that, I did die.
You died right in the doctor's office?
Right in the doctor's office on his table.
What was the first experience you had after you died?
After I died, I saw myself come out of my body. I saw myself going through the doctor's, the ceiling of the doctor's office. I saw myself sailing through the clouds. And then I saw two beautiful gates open, and I saw myself going into heaven. And after, when the gates opened, I saw Jesus.
Was he the first person you saw when the gates opened?
The first person I saw. Uh-huh.
So were you thinking, oh my God, I'm dead? Or are you thinking, oh my God, I'm really living right now? Which were your thoughts?
Well, I was just thinking, well, I've died and I've gone to heaven. And so when I saw Jesus, he stood there with a beautiful white robe on and had his arms outstretched toward me as to say, come. And he was standing on like a gold, with a pure gold bridge. And so he proceeded to walk from the end of that bridge toward me, and I proceeded to walk toward him. And so when I walked up to him, I began to tell him how beautiful he was. And I said, Lord, you're even more beautiful than even the Bible said. And then I looked in his eyes, and when I looked in his eyes, I thought everything in heaven that I heard, because I heard beautiful music, and I heard all the instruments being played, the harps, the violins. It was like thousands of them being played at one time, but it was so soft and so beautiful. I thought everything in heaven was being ordained by the love of God that came out of his eyes. And I just stood there and I just kept telling him how beautiful he was.
Boy, I'm just basking in the presence of God as you're just remembering what was going on and telling me about that. What happened next in heaven?
Well, at that time, I began to tell him I wasn't happy on earth and that I wanted to stay in heaven. And he said, I'm going to take you on a tour of heaven, and I'm going to let you see your relatives that are here. And then I'm going to send you back to earth. And your mandate when I send you back to earth is to get people healed the doctors cannot help and that has been given up to die. And he said, you're to help bring the last end time harvest in.
And again, were you overwhelmed with that call?
Well, I was just overwhelmed. And, of course, I kept telling the Lord how I wanted to stay there. I guess that's why every person I've ever talked to has ever gone to heaven. And I have a dear friend, Richard Sigmund. He's had an experience where he died and went to heaven. He didn't want to come back either. No one I've ever met wanted to come back. But the Lord sent all of us back to finish our call. So the Lord even said to me while I was there, he said, I'm going to give you a new heart of a 13-year-old child, and that heart will sustain you until I bring you back to heaven.
And just out of curiosity, do you think you'll be here for the return of Jesus, or do you not know?
Well, I don't know. I guess none of us really know, but it's okay with me either way. When it's my time to go, I'll be happy to go back to heaven. But I do want to finish my call, though, and get all that I can into the kingdom of God before he takes me back. And I do pray that every day, Lord, let me finish my call.
And what did the doctor say when you came back to life? I mean, you were dead.
Yeah, I was dead. And so my doctor called the ambulance, and he went to the hospital with me. And so while after they examined me, I heard my doctor and another doctor getting in an argument. So I sent the nurse out to tell my doctor to come to my bedside, and when he got into my bedside, I told him, he said, they're saying that I'm crazy. He said, I own half of this hospital. They're saying you couldn't have had two heart attacks. You couldn't have had one. Your heart's like a 13-year-old child.
He actually did. Had you told him you had the heart of a 13-year-old?
No, I had not told him that. And I told him, I said, Doctor, when I died, I went to heaven. Well, he was floored. He said, you went to heaven? And I said, the Lord told me he gave me a heart like a 13-year-old child. He said, well, you were dead. I pulled a sheet over your head. You were dead.
Well, you know what excites me even more than you coming back to life, even more than you going to heaven, even more than you giving a heart of a 13-year-old, is the mandate God gave you for creative miracles. I've got a copy of your book. The title is Anybody Up There? Why did you write this book?
Well, I wrote the book. First of all, the Lord told me to write the book. I've never put my heaven experience in a book. And the Lord told me that we were going into the end times. He said, and I want people to know heaven is real. And I want you to write a book, and I want you to put your life story. I want you to talk about heaven, and I want you to put testimonies in there and some encouraging words to people that they'll have something to live for, and they'll know heaven is real, and that they'll know that I've sent you back down here, and your job is to get them healed and to get them to the kingdom.
Now, the thing that excites me is that so many people are getting physically healed from either being in your meeting or reading your book. I think the anointing is as strong on your book as it is in you in person. Tell me one person quickly that was healed.
Well, we had a lady that was waiting for a knee replacement, too, and she read the book, and she said the power of God fell on her while she read the book, and she said, I went back to the doctor, and he told me I didn't need knee replacement.
Okay, let's make that available for a donation of $18. Call or write today for the book, Is Anybody Up There?
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.